I stand outside your front door, my heart pounding in my chest. The gentle patter of rain on the porch roof does little to calm my nerves. My clothes are damp and clinging to my body. I can feel the cool night air on my skin. With a shaky breath, I raise my hand and knock softly. The sound barely audible under the rain. In the silence that follows, I hear my own breathing, unsteady and shallow as I wait. Quiet footsteps approach from inside, and my stomach flips. The door opens slowly, and there you are, the familiar face I've ached to see. I offer a timid, uncertain smile.
Hi,
I whisper, voice trembling. I'm suddenly hyper-aware of every inch of myself, how I'm filling the doorway, how my wet jacket stretches over my enlarged form. My cheeks flush hot with embarrassment and hope all at once.
You invited me in?
I repeat softly, hardly believing your warm welcome. Relief washes over me.
Thank you.
I step over the threshold carefully, ducking my head. As I move inside, I could hear the faint rustle of my damp clothing and the gentle creak of the floor beneath me. I swallow hard, nerves still fluttering, and try to steady my voice for what I came here to say. Standing in the soft light of your living room, I wring my hands together anxiously. A few droplets of rainwater trickle from my coat onto the floor.
I'm sorry to just show up like this, I murmur.
My eyes sting with tears that I've been holding back the whole drive here.
I don't know where else to go. I needed to see you.
My voice is barely above a whisper. I take a deep breath, trying to gather courage.
It's been a while,
I continue shakily. I've wanted to talk to you for so long, but I was so afraid. I glance down at myself, at the way my raincoat hugs my much larger body and my throat tightens,
afraid of how you'd react to me now.
I shrug off my wet coat and hang it up, revealing the full extent of my figure beneath. My heart races as your eyes take me in. I fight the urge to shrink away. Instead, I clasp my hands in front of my belly, an old nervous habit.
I know I look different,
I say softly, tears spilling over now.
I know I'm so much bigger than I used to be.
My voice cracks on the word bigger. I wipe at my eyes, embarrassed for breaking down so soon.
I'm sorry. I let myself go after.
I sniffle, unable to finish the sentence. Once I gather a bit of composure, I dare to meet your eyes.
After I lost you,
I begin unsteadily.
I didn't know how to handle it.
My words tumble out in a hushed rush, emotion heavy in each one.
My self-esteem, it just plummeted. I felt like I wasn't good enough, like I'd thrown away the one person who really loved me.
I pause, swallowing the lump in my throat and continue, voice quavering.
The loneliness was unbearable. Coming home to an empty apartment, night after night, I never felt so alone.
I wring my fingers together, recalling those dark months.
I started eating to cope,
I admit quietly, shame coloring my tone.
At first, it was just a little comfort food to get through the night, but then it spiraled.
My eyes drift down to the floor.
Food was the only thing that felt like a hug, the only thing that didn't leave me.
A bitter, sad smile crosses my lips. And so I ate, when I was sad, when I was scared, when I was lonely, especially when I was lonely. I take a trembling breath, continuing softly.
The weight, it crept on slowly at first, a few pounds here and there, then more and more.
I gesture weakly to my expansive body. Months passed, then years. And I just kept growing. I was hurting so much inside that I didn't care what I was doing to myself.
I know I should have stopped, but I couldn't.
My voice breaks and a sob slips out.
Each night, I'd curl up on the couch with the TV on just to drown out the silence. Would take out boxes or tubs of ice cream to fill the emptiness. And the emptiness only grew. Hot tears rolled down my cheeks, but I press on, needing you to understand. I isolated myself. I was ashamed for anyone to see me. I barely recognized myself when I looked in the mirror. I hiccuped softly, wiping my face. I felt so worthless. Like no one would ever want me again. Especially not after I ballooned up to this size. My breath hitches, and I look up at you through wet lashes. But through all of it, I whisper, voice trembling. I kept thinking about you. I tried not to. God, I tried. I managed a weak, teary laugh at myself. I told myself it was over, that you'd move on. You deserve someone better. But I couldn't stop missing you. I place a hand over my heart as if to contain the ache there. Every day, no matter what I did, a part of me was always missing. And that part was you. I inhale shakily, continuing in a tender murmur. As time went by, I realized something important. Something I was too blind to see back then. I take a cautious step closer to you, hope and fear mingling in my eyes. I realize that I was never happier than I was with you. Even on my worst days, just having you by my side, it made everything brighter. A faint smile ghosts my lips as I recall happier memories. My voice grows warm, nostalgic. Do you remember how we used to spend cozy Sunday mornings? We'd sleep in and you'd make pancakes. I always ate way too many. I huff a soft, shy laugh. You never judged me for that. In fact, you'd grin and say it was cute when I was full. The memory glistens in my eyes. Back then, I was already a little chubby. I was so self-conscious about it. But you, I look at you fondly, my voice growing a touch stronger. You always made me feel beautiful. I sniff and wipe a tear with the back of my hand, still smiling gently. No matter how much I hated myself, you never stopped telling me I was gorgeous, that I was enough. My hand subconsciously smooths over my round belly, and I let out a shaky sigh. Especially when I'd gained a few pounds. I was terrified you'd stop wanting me, but instead, you would hold me, kiss my tummy, and tell me I was perfect as I was. A quiet emotional chuckle escapes me. I don't think I ever told you how much that meant to me, how much you meant to me. My eyes drift down again, guilt mixing with affection. I took it for granted, I think. Your love, your acceptance. I assumed you'd always be there. And when I lost you, I finally understood just how special and how rare that kind of love is. A single tear falls and I brush it away, voice barely above a whisper. No one else ever made me feel that way. I felt safe with you. Love. Wanted. My breath catches as I feel your hand gently lift my chin, encouraging me to meet your gaze. I see warmth there, and something like yearning that I scarcely dare believe. My heart skips. I speak softly, wonder in my tone. You still look at me just like you used to. I can hardly get the words out without my voice shaking. I was so afraid you'd be horrified seeing me again. Like this. I gesture to my body, face flushing, But the way you're looking at me now, I bite my lip, a hopeful sob rising in my chest. You still want me? I whisper, incredulous. My eyes search yours for any hint of doubt, but I find none. A disbelieving laugh, edged with relief, bubbles out of me. I can't believe it. I was sure you'd never. I trail off, wiping at my face again as fresh tears fall. But these are different, lighter, filled with relief. I notice how close you step to me. The heat of your body radiates comfortingly. Gently, you tuck a strand of my damp hair behind my ear. The tenderness of that simple gesture nearly undoes me. I let out a tiny gasp of emotion. My voice is hushed, awed. After everything, after all this time, you still desire me? I shake my head slowly in wonder, a teardrop spilling from my smile. I thought no one could ever want me again, especially not like this. But you never stopped, did you? Tentatively, I reach out and lay my hand against your chest, feeling the steady heartbeat beneath your shirt. In that quiet moment, with the rain pattering on the window, I feel years of tension and fear begin to melt away. You have no idea what it means, hearing you say that. I breathe, voice trembling with joy. My fingers curl slightly, clutching your shirt as if to make sure this is real. To know you still find me attractive, that you still care. I was so prepared for rejection. I almost didn't come tonight because I was sure you'd turn me away. A soft, shaky laugh escapes me. I'm so glad I was wrong. Now that the initial shock and tears are fading, I step back slightly, nervously smoothing my shirt over my curves. My face is still warm with embarrassment, but I feel safe enough to talk about the thing I've been most anxious about. I know it's a lot to take in, I say quietly, gesturing down at my plus-size figure. My voice is apologetic and shy. My body, I mean. I wasn't exactly skinny before, but now... I give a self-conscious half-smile. Now I weigh over 500 pounds. I pause to let that sink in. Even saying the number out loud makes my cheeks burn. I glance down at myself, describing softly. I've grown so much. My face is rounder. I have a permanent double chin now. I run a hand lightly under my chin, then down over my front. My shoulders are broader. My arms. I hold out an arm, showing how the flesh swells. They're really thick and soft. I swallow, moving my hands to my middle. My breasts have gotten heavier, and my belly. I hesitantly lay both palms on the great curve of my tummy, feeling its heavy warmth through my shirt. My belly is huge now, I say with a nervous laugh, trying to lighten the move, though my voice wavers. It sticks out so far. It even rests on the top of my thighs when I sit. I blush deeply at that admission, recalling how sitting in your car or on chairs now often makes my belly press against my legs. I smooth my hands down over the sides of my stomach. I have, a lot of stretch marks here, I say softly, tracing faint lines on my hips and lower belly through the fabric. And my hips, they're much wider. I kind of have to wiggle a bit to get through narrow doorways, I chuckle timidly, face hot. You probably noticed that coming in. My eyes flicked toward the doorway we just came through, relieved it accommodated me. My thighs touch all the way to my knees now. I continue quietly. They're really large and they rub together when I walk. I fidget, feeling vulnerable revealing all this. Even my calves have gotten chunky. Honestly, I feel like every part of me just expanded. I look up at you. Eyes brimming with self-conscious vulnerability. Moving around is different now, I confess in a near whisper. I get winded pretty easily these days, and I have to take things slow. Stairs are tough, and I have to be careful with chairs. Right on cue, as if to emphasize my point, I shift my weight from one foot to the other, and a nearby floorboard gives a quiet creak under me. I cringe slightly, embarrassment flooding back. See? Even the floor complains about me. I joke weakly, letting out a nervous breath. My hands rub my upper arms in a self-soothing gesture. I know I'm really fat, I say, voice tiny and ashamed. It's something I'm still coming to terms with. Every day I wake up, and I'm reminded when I feel how heavy I am just rolling out of bed. My lip quivers, but I force a small smile. I was so scared to let you see me like this, to see how far I've fallen. A tear escapes and I wipe it quickly. I thought you'd be disgusted or angry or, I don't know, I almost didn't knock tonight. I almost turned back so many times. I take a trembling inhale, but I wanted so badly to see you, to maybe have a chance to tell you everything I just did. And I muster a shy, hopeful glance at you. Maybe even hear you say that it doesn't matter to you. I bite my lip. That I still matter to you, even in this body. In the hush that follows, you step closer and gently wrap your arms around me. I stiffen in surprise for a half second. It's been so long since I've been held. Then I melt into your embrace with a shaky sigh. My entire body trembles as I lean against you, feeling your arms struggle to fully encircle my broad back. You don't let go. If anything, I feel you squeeze me tighter. The warmth of your acceptance breaks something loose inside me, and I let out a soft sob against your shoulder. I clutch at the back of your shirt, burying my tearful smile in it. My glasses fog slightly from the happy tears and the closeness of you. You're really okay with this, I whisper, muffled against your shoulder, needing to be sure. With me? I can feel your hand stroking gently up and down my back, calm and reassuring. You murmur something soothing, though I can't make out the words. The tone alone comforts me immeasurably. Sniffling, I lift my head, wiping my eyes with one hand. Our faces are inches apart. I search your eyes, and all I see is tenderness. It sends a glow of warmth through my chest I've not felt in years. I've missed you so much, I breathe, voice full of earnest emotion. I miss this, us, so, so much. You smile at me in that loving way I remember so well, and I can't help it. I laugh softly through my tears. I can't believe I was afraid of this moment. Here I am, falling all over you, and you're still looking at me like I'm the best thing you've seen. I sniff and manage a bright, teary smile. You're amazing. You know that? Gently, you guide me toward the couch. My heart flutters. I appreciate the chance to sit, as standing too long can be tiring now. As I lower myself onto the cushions, the couch creaks under my weight. I wince, shooting an apologetic look. Sorry, I mumble, cheeks reddening. But you only shake your head with a reassuring smile and sit down beside me, taking my hand in yours. The couch is snug under us both. I'm taking up much more space than I used to, but I feel nothing but comfort with you here. You lace your fingers through mine, and I exhale a long breath I didn't realize I was holding. My free hand nervously fiddles with the hem of my shirt. I really am sorry, I say quietly, for everything, for leaving, for not talking to you, for pushing you away back then. My eyes sting. It was my insecurities. I thought I didn't deserve you. I thought you'd be happier without me dragging you down. A tear slips down my cheek. It took losing you to realize how wrong I was. If I could go back in time. My voice breaks and I squeeze your hand. All I can say is I'm sorry. And I love you, and I never stop loving you. For a moment, there's only the sound of the rain tapping on the window pane and our quiet breaths in the dimly lit room. You gently brush away my tear with your thumb, and I close my eyes at the tender touch.
When I open them, I see that your eyes are shining too. The corner of your mouth lifts in a soft smile, and you quietly tell me you still love me too. My heart swells so much, I feel like I might float. A relieved, joyful sob escapes me, and I lean forward, resting my forehead against yours.
I want to be with you again,
I confess in a trembling whisper.
If you'll have me.
My eyes search yours pleadingly.
I know I'm different now, and I have a lot of baggage.
Literally and figuratively. I let out a watery chuckle at my own joke, making light of my size.
But I'm also stronger in some ways. I know what I lost, and I know what I want for my future. And that's you.
It's always been you.
You answer not just with words, but by pulling me into a loving kiss. It's soft and gentle and tastes like salt for my tears, and maybe yours too.
My eyes flutter closed as I kiss you back, pouring every ounce of love and longing into it. When we part, I find myself smiling, truly smiling, for the first time in ages. I feel lightheaded with happiness. I wrap my arms around you, not caring that my soft body is practically engulfing you in the hug. You hold me as much as you can, your hands caressing my back lovingly.
I promise,
I whisper into the crook of your neck.
I promise I'll never let go of us again.
I sniffle, breathing in the comforting scent of you.
I'm yours, if you still want me.
You squeeze me and murmur that you do, more than ever. I can't help a small laugh of disbelief and wonder.
You even said you wouldn't mind if I...
I pull back just enough to look at you, my face warm.
If I got even bigger,
I finish shyly, hardly believing those words came out of your mouth earlier. There's a spark of bashful amusement in my eyes.
I'd never imagined I'd hear you say that. It makes me feel so adored, like you truly want all of me.
Even more of me. I giggle softly, a mix of astonishment and happiness wiping my tears.
Here's something else,
I tease gently, gazing at you with all the love I feel. But if that's what you want,
I won't be afraid anymore.
Knowing you love me at this size, knowing you want me to be comfortable, even if I keep growing. I bite my lips, smiling.
It's a lot to take in, but it makes me feel beautiful and seen. And so, so loved.
You cut my cheek, and I lean into your palm, closing my eyes. For the first time forever, I feel a sense of peace. When I open my eyes, I speak from the very depths of my heart.
You've given me the courage to love myself again, or at least try to.
Because if you can love me like this, then maybe I can learn to love me too. Outside, the rain has eased to a gentle drizzle, the storm of the night quieting along with a storm that's been raging in my heart for years. We sit together on the couch in a comforting silence now, foreheads touching, my soft hand in yours. I can feel the steady rise and fall of your chest as you hold me, and it's like a lullaby, soothing and warm. I let out a long, content sigh.
I don't want this moment to end,
I whisper, nuzzling against you. My voice is filled with warmth and a fragile sort of happiness.
Thank you for still seeing me, for still wanting me.
I press a gentle kiss to your cheek, my lips curved in a smile.
I love you.
The words come out easier now, sweet and sincere. In the quiet that follows, I feel your arms wrap securely around my plush form. We stay like that, curled up together in the dim light, listening to the soft patter of rain and each other's breathing. My head rests on your shoulder, and I close my eyes, feeling safe and cherished.